蛮戏剧的，刚看到我。
set of eggs. But in terms of the eggs, a worker is described as someone who's getting a salary from an employer. So if they ask you who your employer is, you say it's Parliament. And Parliament doesn't employ you. You get the thing to pay your salary. This is very important for the day of international solidarity, not just for South Africa. And I'm not giving a political message, but putting it for the next in 1880, when the workers international took out to the streets, particularly in America, to try and end slavery and long working hours, to get better conditions of work. South Africa only started to want to celebrate this day, but it was for whites only. Just in the 1900s, someone, I can't remember the date. And then this day was taken off the calendar. The trade union movement in South Africa started to campaign for this day, and in particular in 1996, that means 100 years later, South Africa took the day to itself. And it was after a battle. The apartheid government then wanted to declare the first Friday of May as May Day, because sometimes May Day fell during the week on a Monday, so they wanted to just make it a long day. And that day was rejected by the Friday. In other words, they said, if you can give us a holiday, we'll take it. But May Day comes, we also take it. So it was in 1996 that the country was asking us to fight and take this day. Later it became a holiday, promulgated by the Democratic Party. But all these days are born out of struggle. And it's important that we don't forget. Some of these days are losing their meaning, working their communities, to become one of those things. And if we don't ensure that we explain the importance of some of these holidays, then we lose them. I just thought I should say that. On a lighter note, let me not even go there. Let me go there. Let me go there. The law in South Africa, the Labour Relations Act in particular, started the basic conditions in Florida, started to promulgate the hours of work. And it was all to try and achieve this demand of 40 hours working with 5 days a week and 8 hours a day. May Day was around that. With 8 days, 8 hours per day, 5 days per week, and 40 hours for that week. Anything else comes over time and so on. Saturday in the line was which was declared by a red collective of the working class then as a family day. Sunday, for those who go to church on Sunday, others go to church on Friday, others on Saturday and so on. But that's May Day. Now today we are here back to come and do what we're here for. Public work. We're here to prepare one, or we just come and check that you are all here so that when the debate comes tomorrow, we don't hear that Commissioner Sango is not alive, he's in the Kumala. Commissioner Sango is debating tomorrow, so we don't go, we don't look to your car. There might be a volcano and then plane pilots might not fly and fly from one another to the end. We'll just stay here and finish your debate tomorrow. And good luck to all those who are debating.
Anything after that I can go.
After the debate, yeah. After the debate, I'll tell you what happened. Okay? And then you can find some time to go home. After that, comrades will and colleagues will meet the next Tuesday again to just look into two matters. One, we want to just look into the program going forward. We will send you a draft in the course of the week. Because we are trying to adjust the program as we've agreed what the parliamentary program.
But one thing that we have as a request for about 2 hours, that we must slot in next Tuesday and just look into that corner. And the Auditor General wants to brief us in their work in public works or whatever. You recall that there has been an outstanding request, and when we agreed, they were not available. But what we are saying is that the Auditor General would like to make a presentation to the Portfolio Committee regarding the Auditor General overview and history of the Department of Public Works. The workshop will take 1.5 to 2 hours. So I'm suggesting that we prioritize such an extent so that we get it behind. Okay. If I, after getting an agreement on the show, and also welcoming Dr. Rutandi, that is, welcome. You are allowed to have your tea here. Okay. Now, we are going to behave as normal time, so normal time attending back. So we're having the minutes of the 16th of February that we are going to start with, but we are going to give time to just settle in. 23rd of February is one page each, and then 24th of February. Those are the minutes that we want to adopt. And then we also want to go to the report. I hope that colleagues and comrades have gone through all the necessary things. And welcome to all the other guests who have not presented here today. Can we do as I'm suggesting for next week? Can we also check it out? Can we have those things? Next week, Tuesday, committee day?
Absolutely.
Agreed. Any other general questions before we come to the actual matter? Comment? Anything that we are worried about?
Okay, it's not that I'm worried about. It's about tomorrow's debate. I've been told yesterday, somebody told me yesterday that we're debating tomorrow. It's not that I'm worried about. But it came as a surprise because I knew that they were debating on the debate. But it's okay. There's something that I want to say. And it seems as if we're debating about the same thing with somebody else and somebody else.
I'm sure you can deal with it after this meeting. Okay, so that we'll make you go. I don't know who is the someone who follows you and so on and so on.
Mm-hmm.
But it's fine, we'll talk, we'll deal about that.
Okay.
The debate is tomorrow for public work.
Mm-hmm.
So we are going to deal with whatever other things that we want to deal with. Particularly what you want. Let's stay after this meeting. Now. Next.
Yeah.
Anything else that you're worried about? I must say that I was listening to international relations and Colin Magama did very well. That
yes.
Letter does very well in
the
yes.
Thank
you for
the last part. Except the last part.
What was the last part?
I
guess the point is if you criticize, you're ready to be criticized. If you think you can hang the linen of the ANC out there, you have stepped in.
No, that's the rule of this. Yeah.
Thank you, sir.
And the ANC doesn't have any debt in the
Brother.
What I've got to say, you said any other thing. This thing, well, that's on the issue of Umami presenting the same thing, maybe going to enrich the situation, maybe very rich because so many people are taking up. But the other thing, I wasn't quite happy. The researcher we did request documents, and they were only emails. I mean, it doesn't mean I'm not ready, I'm ready. But I'm just saying, I wish in the future, when we ask for documents, which are readily available in the Minister's office, like update to the board on assets registration. I mean, for them to be delayed, you know, for a week or so, and only tell them when you're home and you're giving up on the message team, and all this is going to lie silent because things are not forthcoming. My request is that we have a request in the future when we ask for the assets to be available, especially this assessment that are already there in the minister's report. The last thing, we did request, if you remember, the chief of the faculty, who said that the process based on property. And because we are surrounded by you that is not employed, they need the opportunities like those, we like them and encourage them to go there. I've asked her to give me the phone, I haven't had it. She said to go and find out the person to be contacted. It hasn't happened yet. So my request is also maybe if you could use your weight, put your weight and get us this.
No, Comrade Denny, let's stay after this meeting so that we sort out some of these issues. If the research of the portfolio committee is out of the country, so if there are any other issues that you're worried about. But other than that, I don't think ask anybody else, if anybody in the opposition also has got issues about tomorrow's debate, can we discuss that after that? If you debate tomorrow and you want about some documentation and ask me that you don't have yet and so on, you can stay for a few months so that you don't shut down. Now we're done. Okay? But tomorrow's debate will be a wonderful debate. Very wonderful. So let's approach it in that context. In fact, I must rule that all the ANC comrades must stay at the meeting. Yeah.
I thought you said ANC.
Yeah.
I thought maybe after you communicated that next week we need to have that meeting with the Auditor General. Maybe in the same meeting we could prepare to.
That's agreed. We're saying that next week we'll be discussing a program that takes us to the next year and after, and then we also can find some space to do our collaboration. Anything else? Going on.
You see, I'm still a worried person, you know? Because when Airport ban, my little knowledge tells me that they actually arrange this in little area before the chair becomes the chair. About our predecessors, call them the committee before us. What were they doing? Which, you know, where they achieved, where they did not achieve. And for us to come in and say the committee in the past 5 years did this and could not achieve 1-2-3 and they were pursuing it. And how far do we put our efforts? So that we must be able to, basically I'm saying, your measuring tool in terms of your performance versus what was happening in your previous committee. I don't know, because the shall we maybe after 5 years say the new ones that will be coming in this committee? are also going to, you know, like us, starting from nowhere? Or are they going to take over from where we left off and proceed to, you know? Because this thing, I think, if I look at it, it's like a ship that is being driven to a particular direction, which of course we call different approaches. I've called have our own approaches, but the bottom line, the ultimate end, that's what we all want. Now, in a process, we'll have to disembark, and somebody must come in. When you disembark, whoever comes in, will they have a tool that we this ship, which direction is it taking? Thanks to the addressing political
I started a political discussion. You're not even going there, you're something else. No, no. I think there are in each and every parliament, after 5 years, there are legacy reforms. Okay. At the end of this year, we're going to also adopt an annual report. So that when the next parliament comes in, they must take up. Maybe if you are uncertain about that, we can ask for the report of last year or 2 years ago, so that we just check what was done. But just for if you come to Parliament new, Parliament is a law-making institution. So you change the laws that govern public works in the government. This is your basic banking. And then to also amend the introduced new laws that are coming via the executive in other ways in line with the constitution and the rules. And from there, you take in terms of your oversight function. That is a critical central part of making government accountable to Parliament. What has been happening? So the activities of the committee, previous committee, are in those legacy reports. Our activities are in the minutes that we are doing today, and the recall that we are having, and all the recalls that are going to be coming into an annual recall. So when the overall, it was in that context that when we said, listen, let's all them move at the same time. Let's have a workshop that we have to end at the end of the year, to say, let's have those workshops, strategic workshops, to say, where are we going, where are we from, and so on. Because to try and say, are we reading from the same page? Then you have the constitutional provisions of governance, the parliament, the rules of parliament that were given by the collective there, and we look into the department itself in terms of its capacity and challenges. We did that and came with certain outcomes. And we agreed to say that these are some of the things that we need to do to move forward, and that's where we all go. All of us as a committee, the ANC, COPE, DA, UDM, I did not hear, but all of us are headed towards getting public work to execute this mandate. We've agreed that there are certain institutions that we still have to meet. For instance, the professional council is suspended. But we've met with the others, and these oversight groups are to say, let's try and strengthen our relationship with them to make them work. So that's where we go. From time to time, we'll find we get a bit lost, but we are getting. Can I go to the money? Okay. Thanks for the overview issues. And all the worries. Sometimes we don't allow space for people to take out matters of the heart. You know, what the worries. So the month of the 14th. Of the 16th of February. The first page just tells you the attendance register, who was there, who was not there. And then the one page there is just telling you about what you've done. I think it's a bit of a concern, if you have it, it's one thing I can do quickly. Okay? What Akola wants me to do is to sign this for us. Can I get some view?
Chair, move for adoption.
Adoption move? Yes, yes. Thank you very much. That one goes. And I go to the next set of minutes, upper page, on the 23rd of February. Thank you, Bo Montana. Salvo Ravatati?
My second.
Second is you'll see that if I move for adoption, I take it that there were no corrections and other things.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And then I go to the other one, last set of minutes. Don Gela, then move for adoption. And second one. Ramanana, thank you Ramanana for the seconding. So the three sets of minutes are Julia and Doctor. So the minutes of today will be adopted next to you, so that we don't have those legacy and backlog. It will be about the half of the year. Now, the report. A draft report of the Portfolio Committee on Public Works on the budget vote, number 6, and strategic plan 2010-2013, briefing and hearings of the Department of Public Works and its entities, is dated today. Today is my first day today. So, where am I? All right. The introduction goes as follows. I'll just read the introduction and not the other details. The details to me look very punctual. I'm not sure if there are any corrections. I'll come to that because it's a bigger document. It says the Portfolio Committee of Public Works, after receiving a briefing from the Department of Public Works, also holding public hearings with the Construction Industry Development Board, Independent Development Trust, Agri-Mount of Africa, and the Council of the Report as follows. What you don't have is a miniature. There is an omission in the form. You see, you must include the paragraph about the book. Okay? That we advertise for and so on and so on and so on and so on. And also that actually that we met the IBP and the CIBP. And you must also put the question of the withdrawal. And then just the explicit. Just for them for the records. But other than that, the other facts, are there anything from the first page? Any different? Excuse me.
Is that an enemy? Or also a particular word in that first paragraph? That the cultural committee established the commission from the department of health. Holding public hearings. Is it public hearings or presentation also of business?
We call for the public to participate. And we call for a public hearing of the public. So that's true. And then the omission was there was that we got a response from after advertising. And the national
So, Chairperson, what I'm trying to explain, these are entities of the department, where the public hearings or where the briefings also, because we held one public hearing from what you said, the name, Lisa Luz also.
The department, it's not factually incorrect, okay, that we have some public hearings. But just to say that we have some public hearings was written, we also participated. Then Greg was also in the public hearing when they came to present us. But all I'm saying, let's just correct it to reflect official type of the public hearing and those who participate. We can just make that comment so that we don't lose the public hearing discussion and don't lose our limit to the etiquette. But to say appropriately who responded to the public hearing. So we have to amend that. You must wish Akona Bhutan she's writing his verse today. The girl she's got a terrible flu. Then she feels vulnerable next to me. Better you don't even she's trying to smile but it's a grin.
Good luck.
You must give her good luck to the grants and you see that's what we do. We wait until the last minute and then we burn the moonlight candle and then in the morning the body doesn't want to take the grant. Anything else on the first page? I'm moving to the second page. Now anything on the second page? These are just the facts of all what they say. I'm going to the first page, number 6. This details exactly who bought it. Moving to the fourth page. Moving to the fourth page. They're more silent. Or vibrating their lines. Look how they're not afraid. Now, we are on the first page. The details of thought or discussion are captured in the manuscript. Yeah. So I'm not too worried that we did not raise everything here. But the details are checked that are in the manuscript. So I'm not sure if we are uncomfortable with that, we can just do some transcription. This can what you expect in some of the issues. Anyway, the third page.
The last part.
You don't like the idea.
Yeah, the idea.
Yeah, you don't like the idea. Take out the idea. Thank you. Last paper. Last paper. Last paper means thank you. And I know, but the book is said.
That's it.
Ikazi.
Ikazi.
Oh. think I really like it already. Because
we are learning.
Yeah. Make for little okay, we are still on 26. Let's go to page 7. I think we need to. What are your views? Because the most important thing also become your recommendation. Let me go through the recommendation. The committee values the work done by the IDT. I think we should firstly raise the appreciation generally about participation. Evaluate the work done by the IDT and would encourage continued support of those entities from the government in terms of funding. Okay. And the second one, the committee would like to see
the point of correction there.
Yeah. To see AgriMark of Africa being legislated by the Act of Parliament. Let us give the entity a clear role and value.
I'm not sure whether if you give them a clear mandate, are they now present and not having a clear mandate? My worry is that Agrimo actually doesn't belong to the
maybe the point raised by Honorable Masango shouldn't be under recommendation. He's quite right, but I'm not sure whether it's allowed for us to have consent of the committee, because we're all concerned about what he's been condemned. So it may be under public works or private information.
I'm not so sure if that point should be in there altogether. Because I think it needs further discussion among ourselves. Clearly, we haven't agreed on that. I think we should stick to the discussion and the recommendation flowing from this public. New proposal, I think, should be dealt with.
Why don't we say for this financial year we will leave it here, but the debate around whether we still have to have the agreement yet for like Obama can accept for the next financial year.
Okay. Let me just attempt to clarify this. I think one of the issues, remember, the issue of AgriMa is not a first that we discussed in this committee. And indeed, there has been concern around the fact that AgriMa was set up by ministerial determination. And as such, its role is not clear. For instance, one of the issues that came up was how different is the role of AgriMa to the role of CSIR, the confusion, the reporting, accountability, and those issues. On the other hand, there was also the issue of the confusion around what AgriMo does that is different from the Bureau of Standards. What is it? What is the new name that it is called today? So I'm saying this, I think this point is correctly noted here. At the time, those were the concerns of the committee. Flowing from our interaction with the department and entities. I'm saying, Chairperson, should shift to another department, except for the fact that it is not our mandate to determine for government how it should be structured and its structures. We may, however, raise our concerns. But first, before we do that, we need to agree as a committee first on whether indeed that is the issue. Is our issue that it is not? I happen, for instance, not to agree. I think agreement is where it's supposed to be. However, there's a number of other concerns that I have. So I'm saying we need to discuss that here as a committee and agree or disagree, but agree finally on, you know, how we view the matter as the committee going forward and what should happen. But let's discuss it first before we want to include it in a report and without consensus.
Yeah, comrade, I do too, like I told you the last speaker. All of us have shared the common experience. School ministry, school department, school portfolio committee, usually move over to the supplies or the program. And I think it would be worth Labu public work, because if we bring infrastructure, the transport, the Ministry of Transport that does infrastructure also, there's mineral and energy that does infrastructure, there's water that does infrastructure. So it is going to be common that an NTP could fall in any of the ministries. I'm not saying the common sense is that there's usually an overlap. For me, for as long as we think we can help the processes, we shouldn't worry much about the structure. For as long as there's an institution that we think we as in this portfolio committee could contribute. I mean, the ultimate is that to serve the people. So if we can, irrespective of the overlap, is a compliment and not like or not compliment, that is simple. I know in women, children and disability, we have the youth. It is actually women, youth, children and disability. And youth has been taken out to the presidency's office. But we still have youth in our portfolio committee. The question becomes, where is this youth going? Here, where must the budget go? Who must the account? So I'm just saying throughout this overlay. But I think if we think we can make a contribution, if we also consider it here, that is good. I mean, we are one of the
I'm just allowing the debate to just get your view, but let me also remind you one thing. Just 2 points. I think on this matter about the recovery, maybe we will, after we have visited the premises where they will have a clear idea of what really they want to do, of what assistance are they to the public. That's my take. My second point is on the CBD. I don't know, but I feel the passing of the CBD by the end of this year, as you were promised, you said you will come back to us by April this year. I mean, CBD was really a priority. Because there are problems. So I think we need to make it a point. That point is raised from the recommendation.
No, thank you very much.
Yeah, I'm not going to dispute this, but I'm just looking at give a clear role and mandate. These people are 14 years in this, and now they are still not sure what they are doing.
Thank you. The roads are very clear. These people were established, all of them, in terms of the law on the civil termination. Okay. As a matter of Africa, by the civil termination and their roles, their role is explained thoroughly in what they need to do. We gave you that file with all those things. And the others are also by Act of Parliament. We've got all those things that big file that we gave the election. We are worried about the occasion and the mandate of Ultima Authority. But we never agreed here that we must have a legislation. We said we must have some sort of reform. We said, okay. Basically, we're very concerned about both of them. With IDT, we were very clear that they must be funded. With the three other entities, we raised concerns. Okay? Their role, their mandate, and the location of agreements of Africa. So we actually agreed that we must undertake an oversight study to have a comprehensive engagement with them on all the issues that they're concerned about. That is what we agreed. Okay? And I think we should capture that fast. We just find the wording, but to capture them, to note the concerns that we have, we want to have an oversight process to do the following. To have a comprehensive engagement with Agreement of Africa, the CEP, and CITP. CBE was on the accreditation, IDB was on the grading system, and Agreement of Africa was on their own and many. Alright, so we should capture such. We've agreed with the students, not with the youth. You see, that they must have, we recommended that they must have some other engagement with other youth organizations like the national, what do you call it? Yes. What is the new name for the idea? What is the new name?
South African National Fund.
Okay, all I'm saying, the recommendations must capture the four entities that participated and NIAC. Yeah, that's all we said. But I think the issue there was also that we must also, in line with the, particularly with the accreditation, also in the oversight book, cover all the professional accounts. So that's the recommendation. We've got three recommendations. To encourage the youth to broaden their scope, to fund the IDT, to have an oversight process to all the entities in the profession. That's what should judge the court in the recommendation.
My point about the people is that we because there is a bottleneck when this, after they pass their exam, when it comes to them practicing in the field, there is a bottleneck because they have to go undergo experiential training or whatever. But there is a bottleneck there. They are either because of the color of their skin, either not taken by the because they belong to the colour, or when they go there for interviews, they are asked totally different questions, nothing relevant to what they tell you. The fact is said from the public hearing. So that is why we're really very eager to make sure that these things pass, because there are politics somewhere along the way. That is why we don't have black engineers in South Africa. Not as if they are not there, they are there, but they are not. So then they come to practice in their own country.
Hello, I think
there's
someone.
One of those, right.
Yeah.
What is better? The bottleneck, I think you said that is that when these youth they're not accepted in the private sector, they have for experience. So basically, Avon, they ask for experience. The bottleneck is that they must gain experience through these private companies. That is where the problem is. It is not that we don't know they have the skills. They are sitting there with all the relevant documentation and all that, but without to get the experience.
Yeah, I agree with the last speaker. I got some documents from the complaint from someone. I understand if you fail, there is nothing that is going to tell you where did you go wrong. You just go and redo again. And you redo again, and it's just like that. And the other thing that is the bottleneck is that one thing one thing. I understand you have to wait for something like 4 years to come again and rewrite because you were not working so much. Maybe at some place we need to call the students to come and bring us what do they experience at this campus. Maybe that can help us a lot to understand what is their frustration and all.
If you remember when we met the department, the minister said to us, some of these institutions are not registered. But these students are not aware, they are not registered. And to us, they are not registered. So we need to find to make our people aware that some of them are not registered because these students come from very poor communities. And at the end of the day, the citizens are difficult to use. So we need to get around, you know, but we need to get around the system.
Yes,
sir.
Yeah,
sir.
Welcome.
Thank you.
No, you know, this debate is a problem about now, it's just a question in me to say, we must find a way to spend some kind of spending. I don't know how to put it in a correct context. There is a litigation against the department. From one a group of the very people who are saying, call them students, who are saying the constitution of the EXA is not the what's called representative. It does not reflect other people. Now they call it in. Now, I don't know where does that leave this committee, because this committee must have a sense to say either we support what these people are saying, or perhaps go there, find more information, so that it enables us to take a position to say, yes, EXA is not well represented by the people who are previous to the country. That's my view, taking it from the debate from my colleagues.
Thank you.
I would also cite about the idea that we call the student, that is number one. And I would also imagine we should call either a portfolio committee or a minister of tertiary education. Because the point is 15 years after, I mean, if it happened under apartheid, you understand, we have experienced. We knew that black tertiary institutions, like the old one, Goye, and the new one in the homeland, our UNIBO, our public university, Rachel Sanker, all those were actually junior and compared. We knew the top universities were liberal universities, UTC, followed by African University, Double, and then last would be Black University. I mean, the point is, we knew Blacks are not allowed to be engineers, so servant didn't say why she did keep the black hat in the matrix because she's not going to use it. This seems to have been for why this thing engineers were supposed to be in Europe. I hear that engineers in South Africa, they were not even trained to design, they were trained to retain broken parts of the machine. If a competence is broken, their job would be to design and make sure that they can obtain. But they wouldn't start the whole machine. I mean, this is the root of development. If we want to manufacture our own cars, if we want to expand our economy and train jobs, this is the starting point to stop raw material from all our mines going overseas and being here. And you know, this is, you're challenging colonialism, imperialism at its root. And they'll find all kind of ways to manipulate. But I think the ministry or portfolio committee of education should be here because, at best, for example, the first test when they wrote in engineer, all black students, and these are guys who have got 18 degrees during apartheid. So we've got the best brains there. They said, no, we think we must discuss a red, normal white student, but no, but this is, they were teaching us on the men that we teach in matrix. So the men that we are taught at matrix as black and the men that white, remember they were separate systems of education. Theirs was preparing them for engineering. Ours was just some fun mathematics, which is not actually in line, which is what you're going to be in engineering. In fact, engineers at places like this, even before they complete, they are already working in companies, just like doctors will be in scientific in hospitals before they complete. Now, all these black universities which did not have engineering, I don't know if they've got the faculty now and technical. The point is the minister is the one who must make sure that the proper accreditation, the proper, they should be recognized. And they change the curriculum, their syllabus, and make sure that it should be right. It can happen for us to have inferior education in black universities, like during apartheid. It happened where they will show it. When I studied political science at TEP, we were not allowed to read Karl Marx, but that day they were reading it. At TEP, we were told this is a banned committee. At best, they were reading the global, no middle world, everything, and in the same country. So it has been an inferior thing, but I was hoping in after 15 years was corrected. So what I suggest, the special education portfolio, we should have a joint meeting, and students must come in and correct this immediately. If we need to pass an act or review like this story, my kids are not that
good.
If we need to pass a bill, we should see it. Because that is the root from, as you know, the root of our development. We'll never develop, we'll never do structural transformation if we can't manufacture. And we still depend on overseas countries, their engineers to manufacture for us. So I think that is very urgent, if possible, before we close.
Okay. Let me remind you what we did. We did it with the recommendations.
Mm-hmm.
And go. So what you are saying is good. What needs to happen? I'll take this and maybe there are others, but I'll take the last one. But just Kimamoya Bradin. Basically what we are saying is that we as a committee we are concerned about the performance. Actually that is why I've always been worried about this student system that is taken back to 2018. Because that's when we got the gist of the issue. Because during that time, that when that deal was supposed to be passed, and then I can assure you, EXA was so very much against it. They, even when we were doing public hearings, the chairperson of OCDE received an SMS threatening him of his team that they are going to do something. When we were in the meeting, like this, we had in the public hearing. I mean, that's how serious this previously advantage people take in this that's why I say I'm always consistent about we need to find. I don't know if maybe we call this to get all the people to home, but if we call it because we had the public hearing and everybody was free to say whatever. Actually, to add to that, some of the black people were literally crying. Some people were saying, I passed my course 7 years ago, but up until now, I'm not here. I mean, that's how serious. Unless we get that bill back on track, we are not going to go anywhere. That is why I got worried when it was taken back to as far back as 2015. That means that in this time we're not going to see any justice in that. And yet, why it was, what do you call it, when it called back to withdrawn, we got a letter from EXA, and we got a letter from money. It was almost the same, it had almost the same details as the letter from EXA. And we got a letter from the Minister of Education, I think it was they were all saying almost the same thing. And the higher education were here, and they fully agreed with us that this bill was too high. They were in the public hearing from that day and all that. They fully agreed with us, but there was this letter from EFSA, and that's why it was withdrawn. Mm-hmm. I think we need to prioritize this. Mm-hmm. Thank you.
Now, Chair, clearly there's a lot of information around this bill. And I think it will only serve us well if we could be provided with some report or so around the bill and what led to withdrawal in the first place. In fact, what led to its initiation and subsequent withdrawal, for us to have a background information on this thing. It looks far much more deeper than I, for instance, initially thought. And I think it will assist a lot, even if it's some minutes or so missing from there, but just something that gives us an idea of.
I think it should be in the legacy report. So that we need to
no, fine. Let's give you as much information on the issue as possible. So that, I want us to enter a battlefield when we are also ready for it. Because if we just go there emotionally, we might just come back close to it. Okay? So you get that, you prepare, you are dreamer, you always tell your best because. Let me tell you, I'm dealing with a very massive thing here. Not only the CBE, public health in general. Alright? The reason why things are like this is that, in my own view, you know that the administration in public health was basically collapsing. No DG, asking people, but like it was collapsing. Coming back on track. Alright? That's what we are hoping for. Useless thing, really is right after that. I mean, we've got to, our responsibilities to ensure that they are having capacity to deal with the challenges they know. Okay, that's one. The second thing is that you're dealing with very sophisticated professional companies. You just mentioned the Engineering Council of South Africa, EXA, okay, about its demographic profile, that is representativity, blah, blah, blah. You just raised that. You have not even touched the other. It was in that spirit that we said, listen, when we enter this terrain, generally, we must go there and meet with them to be able to see who is doing this work. That oversight body that was canceled. It was not approved. But it's in our radar screen to say, let's meet all the professionals. CB alone, you see, is massive. Okay? And you call students. I want us to also, as we call people, to offer some sort of solution, right? As to what should need to be like, but the universities and things like this. If I just going to recall the students again, some of them might say, but you call us a lot. So let's just do that, get the ministry involved, understand the terrain better, check the portfolio computer education, have an internal meeting first, so that our approach should be an approach that is comprehensive. That's my view on that matter. The CDIDB alone, you see, they say they're going to come with some review after the damage that has been done for 10 years. And this is a growth point, the construction industry, whereby we have all raised concerns to say all this infrastructure money will end up a huge percentage in all those that are advantaged only. The disadvantaged will not get anything. Mm-hmm. So it's a massive thing that we have to deal with it comprehensively so that when we hit and we make a difference. The withdrawal of legislation, that's massive, lobbying that is taking place around. And there are a lot of people who put interest in what we're doing. You might not realize. You recall that we also, in the legacy report, you also see there was this expropriation problem. Mm-hmm. That was withdrawn. Mm-hmm. The farmers were in arms, and there was a lobby here, there, and there. So just be ready for the battlefield. For the battle when you enter the battlefield. When these things come, let's just ensure that all of us are at one in dealing with this matter. Then we can go there. So my recommendation is that, you see, we capture in the recommendations here that we are concerned about the entities that we brought, the three entities that we brought to public work. And actually say we must have a comprehensive oversight process to engage them on the matters that they're concerned about, as soon as possible. That will include legislation, blah, blah, so then we are there. In that, we say that also, we must also, in that context, visit them, have a discussion with all the professional companies. To check into issues of this registration, the question of accreditation, and so on and so on. Because it's not universities, it's courses that they are offering that are not accredited. It's all those things that we must. I think if we capture it that way, then we are ready. By the end of the year, the issue of legislation, we must actually just include here in this thing to say that we must actually strengthen legislation, okay? Review and strengthen legislation to deal with issues that are raised, issues of concern of grading, all the issues that are accreditation and so on and so forth. Accreditation training for blah, blah, we will just capture it in the context. So if we capture that in there, then our program going forward that we'll be looking into next week, okay, should be able to take us through that, nearer to that. I'm suggesting that cool heads sometimes come to think. And I know that you're cool if you want to do it. But I can say, oh, I'm just worried that we get excited as well. It's good to get impatient, but it's also good. Can't have patience that can be exhausted as well. Okay. No, it's similar question. The minister has not been able to deliver on the promise that he made. He said, in the second quarter, we have received legislation. Capacity I call in the department. So we can just raise it, but we must ensure that we have an engagement with them as well. If we say we must strengthen legislation, review certain legislation, that means it's a recommendation that goes to the level of parliament, they have to come. So just let's do what we can do. Those amendments, can we adopt them?
Before we adopt, I'm asking myself a question, I'm not sure. But during this process of budget, we did
invite the president department also ask them, where are they coming in this report?
Good question.
Do you remember what is that we invited them to?
Yeah, for them to come and brief us about the department, the whole budget about the department budget, the whole budget.
In the invitations we should upgrade the workshop that we have to come and look into the performance of the
department,
analyze the department,
yeah.
And the, in particular the issues of the court.
Yeah.
After the invitation of the court. Okay? And two treasury commentaries about the quarterly report of the department. Okay. We must expect some recommendations there about what happened and the quarterly report. Okay. The quarterly report they are available to us. They are public documents. They say they must put the committee on their meeting so that they can the quarterly. But they are public documents. Can you include them? Sorry that you're ready and going to the end of the question. Okay, you just left him in there. After this, you see what you're doing. Okay, come on, my colleagues. So, you raised an adoption. Was there a second?
Sir, I want to second, but can I, before I second, ask this question. Yes, we used to have that when it went around. My question would be, the Council on Higher Education, does it not make sense to also have their view around this matter? I don't know, because the Council for Higher Education is something that deals with the Department of Education. But I see the relevance in it because it will also strengthen our horizon, broaden our way out of it. Before I say,
I want you to second.
Oh, I second the approach.
The matter that you raised, I think, is a work in progress. I think let's meet with all these people so that we are able to expect all the gaps. But then we can also flesh out to the other committees, the council, the executive as well. We'll do all of this. So when you are in it, just connect with us. We should have actually finished all that work. If it was not parliamentary change our course during the call, so yeah, if, when I looked into the parliamentary program going forward, we thought, I don't know if we are able to be able to do anything in this month, but we'll see next week. But we've got, when we come back in July, because I think 2 weeks of committee week, and there was a lot of committee week and oversight was really oversight for 1 hour in the July, August, September period. But just raising it so that I don't know whether you can do anything now. I don't want to spoil your so-called economic things as well, or oversight budget. But we're only not going to do anything. A lot of work when you come back. If we can squeeze something in now, before we leave, to meet with all these things, professional councils, the cities, the entities, and so on. Yeah, let's do that. Okay. Yeah.
No, but I'm just concerned about the time constraints involved. For example, if the committee in the group next week, it cannot decide. I want to decide that the following week we then have this oversight visit, because there's a lot of time that needs to go around it if the committee would like to meet all these stakeholders. We would need to inform them, maybe give them 2 weeks in advance so that we can get the output we'd like to get.
Let's cross that bridge a little. If you allow me, I'm going to close this meeting. But before I do that, let me check if there's anything else any member wants to add.
We do it.